You could chop down a tree with a spoon. It would take a very long time. You'd look really silly and people would be wondering what you were doing, but you probably could do it. And the interesting thing is, if you did it and you got the result that you wanted, you'd probably share with people that the best way to chop down trees is with a spoon, because you did it and worked for you, and so they should do it too. The people with the chainsaw would argue that and say, no, the quickest, safest, fastest way to chop down a tree is with a chainsaw. But you might defend your opinion because it worked for you. Unfortunately, exercise programs are the same. Because somebody can feel it in a certain muscle, they feel a burning sensation in a certain area of their body, they believe that that exercise is working for them, or it's burning fat off that part of their body, or it's building muscle in that part of their body, and they think it's the best way to exercise, even though there's a better, safer, faster way to do it. But because the way they know is what they know, they're not open to learning. And let's not us be that person. If you had to defend your exercise in a court of law, if somebody had hurt themselves, they had a joint injury because of an exercise that you had prescribed, would you be very comfortable defending that exercise in a court of law based on logic, based on common sense, and based on anatomy and physiology, not somebody's opinion, not what you saw in a bodybuilding magazine, not what was recommended by a guru of exercise or the latest fashion or fad in the fitness profession? Do you know that this is the safest, best way to exercise? And regardless of what you love to do, or the burn that you like to get, or the feeling that you like to get in your muscle, would you recommend this exercise to your mum, somebody you care about, your client, the people that you never want to hurt? You wouldn't want to waste their time. It's really important to you to make sure that they get the very best exercise program possible. Would you ever consider giving them a second best exercise? Of course not. So please don't start with yourself. If you are exercising and you look fantastic, people will be looking at you. They'll be inspired by your beautiful body. They'll ask you what you're doing. And if you're doing some dodgy exercise because you like the way it makes you feel, then they're going to start doing it too. They could hurt themselves. They could be wasting their time. And you would be responsible for that. If you don't know your anatomy and physiology, please learn it. Please don't follow the fads and the fashion and the fibs that go on in the fitness profession. Learn your anatomy, learn your physiology, and be the fitness professional who only gives people the very best exercises, the safest exercises, the most effective functional exercises that will give them the best results in the shortest period of time. And isn't that what you want for yourself as well? Congratulations in advance for being an educated professional who only prescribes the very best exercises, and you don't become the expert in somebody else's opinion.